Love Talk Radio.
You should come on and listen.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning to each and every person in computer land or listen by phone. I want to welcome you this morning to Joy and Peace, CDC. So glad and elated that you stopped by the show today. We have an exciting topic we're going to talk about today. But before we start, let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, you have blessed me with a love that's infinite and eternal. Let me love you, Lord, more and more each day. Make me a loving servant, Father, today and throughout eternity. And let me show my love for you by sharing your message and your love with others that I meet each and every day of my life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Well, today we are talking about love, and we're going to hit on different areas of love. You know, love is a choice. Even though we are imperfect, fallible, human beings, even though we have fallen far short of God's commandments, Christ's love is still. His love is perfect and steadfast. It does not waver. It does not change. Our task as believers to accept Christ's love and to encourage others to do likewise. In today's troubled world, we all need the love and the peace that is found throughout the Son of God. Thankful, Christ's love has no limits. It can be encircle all of us. And some of the tag words you'll hear me using today is love, happiness, relationship, and others. So today as we start our broadcast, you know, I thought about never-ending love. And over in 1 John 4:21, it said, and we have the command from him, the one who loved God must also love his brother. You know, a man's spiritual health is exactly proportioned to his love for God. If we are to enjoy the spiritual health that God intended for us, we must praise him. We must love him. We must obey him. When we worship God faithfully and disobedient, and obedient, we invite his love into our hearts. When we truly worship God, we allow him to rule over our days and our lives. In turn, we grow to love God even more deeply as we sense his love for us. You know, today, I'm asking you to open your heart to the Father and let your obedience be a fitting response to his never-ending love. You know, I love him because he first loved me, and he still does love me, and he will love me forever and ever. Think about that. Never-ending love. God, he's not where you turn him on like a faucet and turn him off like people do. God have that genuine love that stick with you, that stays with you. He don't put it on one day, take it off the next minute. No, that love is forever with God, ever-ending love. And, you know, we have that intimate love. You know, over in John 15:9, the word of God said, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. You know, God loved each of us as there was only one of us. Do you believe these words? Do you seek an intimate one-on-one, here come our word, relationship with your Heavenly Father? Or are you satisfied to keep him at a safe distance? Think about that. Do you really love the Lord? Hold on a moment. Excuse me, you all. God is good. They just call and let me know my car is ready. So God be the glory. Well, let's get back on love. You know, sometime in the crunch of our daily duties, God may seem far away, but he is not. He's right there with us, you all. God is everywhere we have ever been and everywhere we will ever go. He is with us night and day. He knows our thoughts, our prayers. And when we earnestly seek him, we will find him because he is here, waiting patiently for us to reach out to him. So all you all have to do is reach out to God. He has that intimate love with you. He has that relationship with you. He has all the happiness with you that you need on that love. And you know, he's waiting patiently for us each and every day. May we reach out to him today and always. And may we praise him for the glorious gift that have transformed us today and forever. You know, God wants to emancipate his people. He wants to set them free. He wants his people to be not slaves, but sons. He wants them, governor, not by law, but by love. You know, throughout the scriptures, God tells us about love. You know, when we look at God is love. He said, I love you, Lord, and as I love you more, I'm able to love my family and my friends more. And, you know, we tell each other, I love you. There's somebody else come around, but I love you more. That's the way God is. God love us. Even with all our faults and flaws, God still love us. Let me be your loving servant. That's what, you know, I want to be God's loving servant. Heavenly Father, today and throughout eternity. I don't just want to wait till no special time to love my Heavenly Father. No, I want to love him all the time. I want to be able to be right where he want me to be, doing what he say to do. And when you think about that love, don't you know that can be contagious, that love? You know, he's loving you, you loving him. He see you loving him. And that way you loving Jesus Christ, just think about how you would love your fellow sisters and brothers. You don't have to know them all by name. Sometimes, you know, you say, I love you, and they say, what she mean by she loved me? What she do? She love you with the love of Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And that's what God want us to do as servants of God. He want us to be happy. He want us to show that happiness, even with our frailties, you know. If you want to seek happiness, abundance, and contentment, if so, here's some things you should do. Love God and his son. Depend on God for strength. Try to the best of your ability to follow God's will and strive to obey his holy word. When you do these things, you will discover that happiness goes hand in hand with righteousness. You know, the happier people are not those who rebel against God. The happiest people are those who love God and obey his commandment. We're talking about love is a choice. You know, what does life have in store for you? Think about it. A world full of possibilities. Of course, it's up to you to seize them. And God's promise of abundance, of course, is up to you to accept it. Your creation have blessed you beyond measure, honoring him with your prayer, your words, your deeds, and your joy. You know, God saved us to make us holy, happy. You know, when you think about it, he's saying, you are my strength, my joy. I will rejoice in the days that you have made. I will give thanks for the countless blessings that you have given me, Lord. Let me be a joyful Christian, Father, as I share the good news of your son on happiness, on love. Oh, my. When we think about how God loves us, he died on the cross for us. Right now, we're going through Passover, headed to Easter. And Easter, really, It's not about no bunny rabbit, no chocolate bunnies and all this kind. It's about God showing his love for us. You know, you couldn't have died on the cross like Jesus. You can't even stand a pin to touch your finger. You hollering. I can't even stand a needle to penetrate my arm and nothing else. And I know how I'm flinching. So I'm just showing you what God have done for us over 2,000 years ago. He loved us enough to die on a rugged cross for each and every one of us. You know, we're living in Christ's love today. Over in 1 John 2:28 and 29, it says, "So now, little children, remain in him, so that when he appear, we may have boldness and not be ashamed before him at his coming." You know, even though we are imperfect, we can think about how God loves us. No, we don't have it all together, but God wants to show us today. He's saying, "I know you love me today and that you will love me forever. And I thank you for your love today and forever." So you got, when you get up in the morning, get ready to pray and thank, say, "God, how I love you." Start just ministering yourself to God. Let God know how you feel. He know it, but tell him out your own mouth. "God, I love you. I do." You didn't have to wake me up this morning, but you did. You didn't have to put food on my table, but you loved me enough, but you did. I didn't know how those bills were going to get paid, but you loved me enough and saw I was faithful that you paid those bills. My, I'm telling you, show you about the relationship that you have with God, how he will open up the windows of heaven for you when you show him and others that love. That's living in Christ's love. You know, you need to have that relationship with God. You know, as you think about the nature of your relationship with God, remember that you will always have some type of a relationship with him. It is inevitable that your life must be lived in relationships to God. You know, this question is not if you will have a relationship with him. The burning question is whether or not that the relationship will be the one that seek to honor him. Today I'm asking you, are you willing to place God first in your life, audience? And are you willing to overcome God's son and welcome God's son into your heart? Unless you can honestly answer these questions with a resounding yes, then your relationship with God isn't what it could be or should be. Thankfully, God is always available. He's always ready to forgive, and he's waiting to hear from you now. The rest, of course, is up to you. When you think about that, how God loves you, what all he's doing for you. You know, God is love. When you think about that over in 1 John 4:8, "He who does not love does not know God, for God is love." You know, God loves you. He loves you more than you can imagine. His affection is deeper than your phantom. God made you in his own image and gave you salvation through the person of his son, Jesus Christ. You know, as a result, you have an important decision to make. You first must decide what to do about God's love. You can return it or not. It's up to you. Like I said, love is a choice. When you accept the love that flows from the heart of God, you are transformed. When you embrace God's love, you feel differently about yourself, your neighbors, your community, your church, and your world. When you open your heart to God's love, you will feel compelled to share God's message and his compassion with others. You know, God's heart is overflowing. Accept his love, return his love, and share his love today. You know, often in the midst of great problems, we stop short of the real blessing God has for us, which is a fresh vision of who he is. He is love, you all. The Bible tells us that you are my loving Father. I thank you for your love and for your son. I will praise you. I will worship you. And I will love you. Lord, today, tomorrow, and forever. That means that you have that love in your heart for God. If we have anybody on the line that would like to say something about our topic today on love, feel free to hit 1 on your keypad, and I will surely bring you in. I would love to hear what someone else is saying today about the love that our Father has for us. And do we have that love for our Father like we should? Because when you think about how he's done everything for us, we should readily, be counting our blessing and telling God just how much we love him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We have someone like to talk? Okay, let me bring them on.
Good morning.
Good morning, caller. Go right on. You're not on the air.
I'm enjoying your subject talking about love. You know, it's something about love that stirs up something in all of us. But the scripture kept coming to me when I heard what your theme was on today about love covers the multitude of faults. And, you know, many times there's a different kind of love. We thank God for his love. We have love for relationship love, and then we have love for with parents and children. And regardless of what our children do, it's almost like we just love them because those are our children, you know. Mm-hmm. And God has that same kind of love for us. But the other thing I wanted to talk about is our love for one another. You know, we can do things in this human body, and we have a tendency that, well, I love you, but you messed up, and I don't love you anymore. Well, what if God had that kind of love that we messed up? And then just drop the word, I can't use you, I don't love you. But he has his arms stretched out wide, and regardless, we can come back to him and say, God, even if we ask him, don't ask him to forgive us, he still loves us because he made us in his image, and we are his. He wants us to come back and ask him for forgiveness, but God loves us in spite of. And that's the kind of love, because he has that agape love, and that's the kind of love that we as Christians should have, is agape love in spite of what we do to you or whether we don't do it to you. We're still supposed to have that agape love because we can't judge. We can't put people anywhere. That's God's responsibility. That's God's job. But we have got to love one another. He has that endless love. And if we don't have that endless love, that's what we need to pray for. God, give me that agape love, that endless love, and help me to be able to forgive and look over your faults. See, God loves us. He doesn't love the sin that we do, but he loves us. So we love our children because they're our children. We chastise them for the things that they do that's wrong, but that does not have anything to do with the love that we have for them. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, caller. I hope they were listening in and will listen later on the archive, because that is so important. You know, like they say, we have choices and choices, and our choice should be, first of all, is to love God and to love others. And if we love God, we can't help but love others. You know, a lot of people say they love God, who they've never seen, but they hate their brothers and sisters that they've seen every day. So how can, what kind of love is that? You know, what you think about, what kind of love is that? You know, over in Romans 8 And 35 and 30 to 37, it say, just a little bit of it say, who can separate us from the love of Christ? Can affliction or anguish or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No, in all these things, we are more than victorious through him who loved us. You know, where can we find God's love? Everywhere. God's love transcends space and time. It reaches beyond the heavens, and it touches the darkest, smallest corner of every human heart. When we become passionate in our devotion to the Father, when we sincerely open our minds and hearts to him, his love does some arrival. Some days it arrives immediately. You know, today, take God at his word and welcome his son into your heart. When you do, God's transcending love will surround you and transform you now and forever. You know, the grace of God transcending all our feeble efforts to describe it. It cannot be poured into mental receptive without running over. You know, we have to say, thank you, Lord, for your love. Your love is boundless, infinite, eternal. Today, let us all pause and reflect upon our love for him today. And let us share the love with all those who come across our path today. And when we do that, my. You know, Christ's love for us is personal. He loves you so much that he gave his son in order that you might spend all eternity with him. Christ loves you individually and intimately. He is a love unbounded by time or circumstances. Are you willing to experience intimate relationship with him? Your Savior is waiting patiently. Don't make him wait a single minute longer. Christ is like a river that's continuously flowing. Now, fresh supply of water coming from the fountainhead, so that a man may live by it and by supplying with water all his life. Christ is an ever-flowing fountain. He is continuously supplying his people. And the fountain, is not spent. They who live upon Christ may have fresh supply from him for all eternity. They may have an increase of blessedness that is new, and new still, which never will come to an end. So today, as we come to a close of our program today, thank you, Lord, for your son. His love is boundless, infinite, and eternal. Today, let me pause and reflect upon Christ's love for each one of us today. Let us share that love with all those who cross our path today. No matter where we may go, let us show that love, whether we're in the grocery store, whether we're at the bank, whether we're at the filling station, to show that love to someone else. So today, I hope you got something out of our broadcast on love is a choice, eternal love, living in Christ's love, intimacy of love, breaking it down, and happiness, and that relationship with God, transcending love. So I hope that you got something out of this program today. And if you was encouraged by this word, give me a little short email sometime on Joy and Peace that you was blessed by the message. I would love to hear from you all. And until next week, I want you all, each and one of you all, to be blessed. Have a wonderful, wonderful Easter as we go through the Passover, as we remember our Lord on that cross over 2,000 years ago, that's right here with us today. So until next week, you all be blessed. I love each and every one of you. I thank my callers for calling in, for talking this morning on the line. I really appreciate it. That's what makes me keep coming to this line for 15 years, like people like you, caller, that come on that want to talk about the Word of God. Not just me do all the talking and the ministry, but someone else come on and share their views where other people can hear them. And that way they can come on themselves. They don't have to be intimidated. They can come on and talk about the Word of God. So until next week, each one of y'all be blessed. Be safe. Don't eat too much. Enjoy the holiday on Sunday. If you're able to go to your service, bless God. If you're doing it on Zoom or Facebook, let God know that you are there. So until next week, if I had the tentacles and octopus, I would hug each and every one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. And until next week, be blessed. Bye-bye.